News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
At the deep end, it's these guys who put out fully poisonous or bigoted content of why women are rubbish, you know, shouldn't be allowed to vote and shouldn't be allowed to drive.
Yeah, and then as it goes on, it gets into homophobia, it gets into anti-Semitism, and it gets into the most deep-seated types of misogyny. That is Louis Theroux talking about his new Netflix documentary, The Manosphere. With us is Debbie Ging, who is Professor of Digital Media and Gender in the School of Communications at DCU. Debbie, for people unfamiliar, can you just give us a bit of a sense of what the manosphere that Louis Theroux is referring to, what it actually is?
Hi, Anton. Yes, of course. So the manosphere that this documentary is referring to is a kind of new iteration of this online ecosystem of masculinity influencers. The earlier manosphere, you know, I've been researching this space for about 10 years, and it was quite a niche ecosystem of anti-feminist and male supremacist groups. But what we've seen now is the mainstreaming and commercialization of this space, which has been bolstered by influencer culture. So what we're seeing now is an online ecosystem of influencers who are promoting anti-feminism, fitness, money-making schemes, mental health advice. So it's a very commercial space. And I think I haven't seen Louis Theroux's documentary yet. I'm going to watch it this evening. But, you know, from what I gather, he's making that point that this has become an industry.
But it's an industry that when you watch the documentary, it is very difficult to get a handle on what it is that the audience is getting that they like. Because what Louis Theroux lays out is a succession of people who are ever more cretinous, vacuous, bigoted. It's difficult to see where is the entertainment value in this. Yet what we see in the documentary is fans who are loyal beyond description.
Yeah, well, I think you have to, you know, put yourself in the position of the teenage boy or the, you know, the young man who's receiving this feed and how that looks. These are very short form videos and reels that are presenting a lot of certainties certainties in inverted commas, about the way women are, the way men are. You know, in order to be successful sexually, you need to do this. Men are being put down, men are being left behind. We need to kind of, you know, regain our masculinity. We need to be stoic. We need to take control again. So this messaging, you know, combined with the promise of looking great and you know, being strong and fit, all of these things are quite alluring in a world which is feeling probably, you know, for a lot of men, very insecure at the moment, particularly financially. And one of the things that they're doing is promising get rich quick schemes and, you know, various ways to make money. There's also a kind of in-group, out-group logic to this, which is you become red-pilled, you become awoken to the fact that liberal society is not good for men, it's misandrist, and therefore, you know, you need to kind of operate outside the matrix. So there's a little bit of conspiracy, there's a little bit of a sense of, you know, belonging to a kind of a group, a brotherhood of men.
But a brotherhood defined... brotherhood whose response to perceived misandry is misogyny. A brotherhood, yep, whose only defining characteristics is demeaning women.
Yes, pretty much. But they are couching it in all kinds of other projects which are masquerading as concern for boys and men. So, you know, they're getting into the mental health space, they're getting into nutrition, they're getting into life coaching. So this is like, we are helping you, we're concerned about you. So yes, at its root, it is deeply misogynistic. It's very much about, you know, anti-woke. It's about asserting or reasserting the patriarchy and pushing back on progressive equality agendas.
So where do they find the market? Where is this generation of, why is this a generation of apparently lost soul men yearning to be told that they should be bigoted and abuse and demean?
Well, I don't really think that they are. I think a lot of this is the algorithms which are feeding, you know, as soon as they realize that the account is male or has any interest in this kind of content, will start feeding huge amounts of this content to them. We did a study on this a couple of years ago, which shows just the extent to which this happens. But, you know, that there are insecurities. I mean, all teenagers in particular are going through anxious times. That's normal and has always been the case. You know, concern about your looks, concern about whether you're attractive, etc. But, you know, we have to look, I think, as well at the kind of the broader social climate at the moment and the way in which, you know, the dominance of content like Trump in their feeds as well, Charlie Kirk, Nick Fuentes. It's not just the Manosphere. They're getting a lot of American MAGA content as well.
But surely people can differentiate what's moronic. I mean, that was the thing that I found striking in the documentary. So much of it is just moronic.
Indeed. But so much of it also is kind of underpinned by pseudoscience and seems quite convincing. It kind of lends this legitimacy to it. They use, you know, half-baked ideas from evolutionary psychology and a lot of statistics to, you know, to lend legitimacy to their claims. I agree with you, of course. And part of this, you know, we mustn't think that all boys and men are duped by this. Part of it is schoolyard banter. It seems a bit edgy. It gives you sociocultural capital. It's getting up the nose of people. It's pushing the right buttons. So, you know, some of this is banter. Some of this is a kind of a cultural currency that gives you status in your male peer group. And maybe when you go home, you don't really believe any of this stuff. But for others who are maybe in a more vulnerable position, these guys seem to offer a kind of a way out of financial insecurity. They Indeed. Seem to offer certainties.
And
about,
they offer power. Know. I mean, that's the other thing in this. When you watch the documentary, the level to which these individuals are politically connected through at some of the highest levels, particularly in the US. Anyway, Debbie, thank you so much for your time. Debbie Ging, Professor of Digital Media and Gender in the School of Communications at DCU, texts to say, I watched that documentary last night. I liked Louis Theroux docs. These people were obnoxious. And no wonder now our young men are just as bad. Social media is a cesspit. I think Louis Theroux may be onto something with his analysis in this documentary. If you have any views, give us a sense. 53106 Road 7 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.